Hello, folks. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm your host, John Saxbury here, your host here at Revival Now. I want to talk to you today about creation. That's right, creation. I want to talk about all creation declares God's name. The Bible says all of creation declares God's name. And I want to go in with you with the Word of God right now. This is a good message that I've gotten. It's something that God has given me. Because we live in a day and age right now where our moral compass is being taken away, and this is reestablishing that, and to prove what a lot of these educators are teaching about where we came from, our original foundation came from, and I'm about to hear to prove it all wrong. Amen. Let's go to your book. Go to your Bible with me. Go with me to John chapter 1. The thing about it is we live in a day and age where our young people are an endangered species. Their moral compass has basically been wiped out. It's been taken away. It's been replaced by some bogus, non-existent, immoral type of structure that you could ever see in your life. I mean, they're taught that it's okay to choose whatever gender you want. It's okay to like this, whatever sex you want. They're taught that we came from just cells in the earth, and it just kind of evolved afterwards and became monkeys, and then we became part of that monkey. And then these educators cry, and people, the parent, not even just the educators and the parents, they cry and whine, and they don't know what went wrong. Well, guess what? You allowed your kids to be taught that they come from monkeys. No wonder why they're acting like a bunch of monkeys. Teach them they come from a jackass, they'll grow up to be a jackass. Plain and simple, you reap what you sow. Everything in creation is all about sowing and reaping. Everything's here is a result of sowing and reaping. Everything in creation is about everything that's on this earth, everything that's created, everything that's existed, everything that happens, it's a result of sowing and reaping. You sow a bunch of Ford automobile parts, you reap a Ford automobile. You reap a bunch of PV soundboard parts, just like this one. You're going to reap a PV soundboard. You sow tomato seeds, you get tomatoes, right? Well, we've been sowing stuff. We've been sowing seeds that are the wrong seed into our children's lives. And this is the result of it. I mean, school systems are out there. They're not there to educate. I mean, one thing that helped me to gain tools for evangelism is this book right here. It's by Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. It's called The Killing of Uncle Sam. He's got another one coming out called Killing of the Planet. And there's a third one out. He hasn't revealed the name of it yet. But this is a good book. Go to killinguncleSamBook.com or go to revival.com, 813-971-9999 or 866-85-RIVER. Get this book. This will help you get the tools you need for evangelism in this day and this hour from all the stuff that's going on. We live in a day and age. These educators are not educators anymore. They're indoctrinators. They are indoctrinating false teachings into our kids' lives. That they change up the history books. altered history. They're teaching altered histories. It's called alternative history. And so they can deny whatever history that really truly took place and switch it up for something that didn't take place, but it makes it sound better to accommodate their belief system. I mean, who does this stuff? I mean, seriously. Like I said, you read the ingredients, you sow the ingredients to make bread. You're going to reap loaves of bread. You sow seeds of, you sow parts to a bicycle. You're going to reap a bicycle. A mother and father come together. They sow the seeds together. They sow the seeds that make a baby, and 9 months later, a baby is born. It's that simple. God created us in His image. He created us in His image, and His word is true. And I'm getting ready to prove to you that His word is true through this word that I have tonight. Because we're teaching the wrong things now. We're teaching something totally bogus. We're teaching totally different. I mean, you don't. Who thinks that if you take two, like you take a man and a man, put them together and then they're going to reap a baby, or you put a woman and a woman together and they're going to reap a baby, or you're going to take Toyota parts, you sow Toyota parts and you're going to reap a Chevrolet automobile. It's not going to happen, folks. It's just not going to happen. It just won't happen. It's not feasible. Oh, well, let me see. Okay, let's sow Toyota parts. And if it comes out as a Toyota, here we got another way to doing things. I mean, this is something that I'm getting to my points and my message, but I'm coming to this point. I'm trying to get something across. Let's just take that Toyota that was born a Toyota. Let's put the Ford badge, tape the Ford badges all around it. It's a Ford. It identifies itself. No, it's not. It's a Toyota. This mug, it identifies. It can. You take a piece of metal. You take a metal ball. They take a metal ball and they put that in that die. And it reaps, and what you reap is you reap this metal mug, this aluminum mug. You don't put that in there and do a die of a mug and expect to reap a kitten or reap a puppy dog. It's just not, it just don't work that way. John chapter 1. Go with me, John chapter 1. In the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God, and He, in the beginning, was with God, and all things were made through Him. And without Him there was nothing, not anything made, that was made. In Him was the life, and the life of the light of men, and the light that shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John, and he, as a witness to bear witness without the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but the come to bear witness about the light. A true light which gives light to everyone was overcoming the world, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came into his own, but his own people and his own people did not receive him. But all who did receive, who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become the children of God. Come with me, Whitley, talk to you right now about where we came from. The thing is about where did we come from. And I'm going to show you right now. Come a little bit closer. If everybody can see this. I put this board here. I'm going to move my board. for a reason. I wanted to be on here to kind of... This is from a top-notch educator. He is an educator. He is a scientist. He is a biologist. He is a Christian man. He came up... He wrote all the... He wrote a breakdown illustration of how the our DNA, our human DNA was bonded, how it bonds together, how it holds together. I'm not going to give out all of his work. I'm not going to sit here and read all of his work because this is not my work. It's copyrighted material. But I'm going to give you this here, this illustration here about it. This is DNA. This is the DNA nucleotide. Sorry. I've been a while, been away from science for a while. This is the basic, these are the three basic elements which are entire, which are entire, one strand of DNA, with our single strand of DNA, which is our genetic makeup, which is our fibers of our being. This is what they're made up of. Phosphate, iron, deoxyribose sugar, or whatever that name is. You can see that name right there. Nitrogen base. Why am I showing you this? That's the million-dollar question. Those three elements are the exact same three elements, which is soil made out of, is where soil comes from. Those three elements come together to create soil. And for these idiots out here, what's it got to do with the Bible? It's got everything to do with the Bible. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, over all the earth, and everything creepeth thing that creepeth on the earth." That's dinosaurs. People think that some people think that we evolved from dinosaurs. We didn't. So God created man in his own image, and in the image he created the female, and then he created him, and he said, until God basically, in the Bible, in one of the versions of the Bible, and this is not the version I was wanting, I'm going to go to the King James version of this. Let me go to the King James version, I'm going to show you, go in great detail with this. If you'll go to King James of the 26th verse of the third of the first chapter, if I go to the King James on this, this is a powerful thing here that I'm teaching. I'm talking about this. I'm gonna go a little bit longer today. I may just keep going. I might just do a double series, a tandem series on this tonight on the podcast for you. Those of you watching, listen to the podcast. This is something that it's been bothering me lately, with listening to people about creation, about people taking our moral compasses away, because they don't know. It's basically because kids don't even know who our Creator is. They don't have the foundation. If they have God as their foundation, God and His Word as their foundation, they're going to grow up to be godly people. They got some other foundation. God only knows what they grow up to be. They become corrupt. Without God, nothing can exist. Without God, morality can't exist. I mean, I'm sorry, but when you have two Men dressed up in a thong in front of a little child gyrating up against themselves to just show off against, just to put on a show for that little child and to corrupt that little child's mind, that is warped, that is immoral, and that is demonic. I'm sorry. Then you have some jackass walking down dressed up as the baby Mary reenacting an abortion on the middle of the street, spilling the blood of an aborted baby, portraying like they're spilling the blood of an aborted baby on the streets. That's demonic. I'm sorry, it's demonic. We live in a demonic, that is demonic to the core. It is wrong. God is a God. He is not to be mocked. I'm sick of people discrediting God. This message here is crediting God. It's time to give God the credit he deserves and give him the rightful place in this nation. I mean, don't tell me we don't need a revival in America. I mean, you cannot tell me this at all. We need a revival in America. We need our school systems with the Word of God back. We took the moral compass out of our school systems, and the school system started to collapse. So we can turn around and start teaching them something totally opposite of what was taught through by the Word of God. We were the most moral nation when we had prayer in school, when we had Bible teaching in schools, we had the Ten Commandments in schools. That's just your matter of opinion. It's not an opinion. This book is not an opinion. I'm sorry, but it's not an opinion. It's the foundation of all truth. If the Bible says something is sin, then it is sin. If the Bible says it is demonic, it is demonic. God's word, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. I am the Lord God, I change it not. I mean, we've gotten into this pattern where everything is so misconstrued. Kids are so confused about what's moral, what's not. They teach you that there's another form of, there's an alternative morality. There's another thing that they're teaching, alternative morality. It's not moral. If it doesn't include God in it, it is not moral. It is immoral. It is wrong. It is not allowed. It shouldn't be allowed in a child's life. Sexual orientation you're not born with sexual orientation. Sexual orientation is started by it's started first by a curiosity. It starts by an image. That image becomes a thought. That thought becomes an idea. That idea becomes an action. And God said, in verse 26 of the first chapter, God said, let make man in our image. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and the cattle creeping upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. He created him. He took the dust. The Bible says he took the dust of the air. He took the dust of the air and breathed in him. He took the there's one verse in the Bible says I'm trying to look for it. Basically, he took the Bible simply says, I'm looking for it right here. Anyway, would God make God in his own, make man in his own image, in our own image. God took the dust of the ground. He took the dust. He basically the Bible talks about this. I'm trying to figure out, and my mind's drawing blanks right now. I thought it was in Genesis. But he basically took the dust of the air, the dust of the ground, not the dust of the air, the dust of the ground, and formed man out of the clay of the ground. That very clay, this is a secular report. This very thing he took and bonded us together with. So I don't want to hear nothing more. This deal about racism, it should not be allowed. This thing about, that's another thing that the kids are being indoctrinated with, about racism, racial profiling, all this racism and stuff. It should not, kids don't know that stuff. Racism is learned. We're all here made by the same dust, by the same creator, breathing life into by the same living God. I mean, I'm it's to the point where I'm tempted to just get my kids out of secular education. Find a Christian-based thing to teach them from. This whole thing is bogus. I mean, did you see that new thing about the toys, the narratives? All these narratives that Disney's putting out? I mean, we've got narratives that are educating our children more than we got preachers. They're too busy talking about stuff that nobody cares about. Nobody wants to hear 5 points in a poem about getting our security together. We need to save our kids. We need to save this country. We need to get this word back in. He talks about how he created it. In chapter 2. I think it is. There it is, chapter 2, verse 7. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. I found it. God took the dust from the Lord formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Basically, everything that is held together is held together by God. It's held together by his spoken word. These individual pieces of DNA, our individual pieces of soil, as you see here, are being held together by God. Everything that is in the earth is held together by God. Nothing exists without him. Why people doing all this change stuff? I'm gonna tell you something. If God changed any one little tiny, one minute thing about himself, nothing on this earth and nothing in creation and nothing in the universe would cease to exist, because it would cease to be God. Because God does not change. God doesn't change who he is. God doesn't change who his character. He doesn't change his word. If the Bible said something sin back 7,000 years ago, it is sin today. If he said it was something 7,000 years ago, it's still that today. He does not change one bit. He is a perfect God who is a creator. We do not come from monkeys. We do not come from fish. We don't come from dinosaurs. We didn't just kind of poof, here we go. The Big Bang Theory. Whoever that guy is, I forgot his name. He was in a wheelchair that came up with the Big Bang Theory. I bet you he believes in God now. I bet you he's repenting now, and he can't. Just because he's in a wheelchair doesn't mean he died, and it doesn't exempt him from hell. Only a fool believes in his own heart that there is no God. I said only a fool believes in his own heart there is no God. We've got a God who serves us. Who did we serve? who pours everything out upon us. He pours everything that he is out on us. We got pastors who don't even want to let the Holy Spirit pour out. Why not? What are you so scared of? What are you so scared of saying something is sin? I mean, say what you want about it. You get mad at me all you want. It's not my word, but his word. This word is true. Every single piece of it. You cannot change it. You mean people, there's too many of these Christians out there who take the word of God and they'll just rip pages out, and they'll rip this out, rip that out, because it doesn't accommodate them. God's not a God of accommodation, for one. We're not here to be accommodated. We're here for worship, to declare his name. All these Bible says, all of creation worships him and declares his majesty. We were formed in his own image. We've become joint heirs with Christ. I mean, how much plain and simple can you get? I mean, we've got our kids are being taught stuff that they shouldn't be taught. 7 and 8 year olds, and a 16 year old shouldn't be exploring their sexuality. Sex is only for, your sexuality is only for when you get married. It's only between a husband and wife. Should that ever come into play? Get this one boy, his parents forced him at a young age to choose his own identity. They told him that he identifies himself as a boy. Then he goes off and they go off and they put this kid, this poor little boy, on TLC, and they take him in and they brainwashed him from the time he was born all the way up to now, and they put him on just so they can go on TV and draw attention, and they later off cut off his stuff to be a man, and he starts so he can go and identify himself as a woman. I mean, this is demonic. You don't teach a child that. Children have no business knowing that, those kinds of things. It's a demonic mentality. It's a demonic lifestyle. I mean, seriously. I mean, the statues of Satan that these Satanists carry around, the statue of Satan, who is a defeated person. You're serving a defeated person, by the way. The devil has no power, really. You give him the power he wants. You empower him through your own actions and your own decisions and your own, by not wanting to follow what God says because you feel like you're owed something different. Anyway, this statue of Satan, it's a transsexual man with horns. It's a transsexual being because the statues all have depict the devil as having female breast. God is a man that he shall not lie. Jesus is a man. God said that marriage is between a husband and woman, wife. Sex is for marriage only. It's not for little children. It's not for little children. Oh, they can freely explore their sexuality. You know, they're 12 and 13. They're going to have curiosity, so that's all perfectly normal. No, it's not. Bible says take every thought captive, casting down every imagination and stronghold that exalts itself above the name of the name of Jesus. Those who are born again, born of the Spirit, shall live by the Spirit. and shall be ruled by the spirit, and their flesh shall rule them not. It's fulfilling the lust of the flesh is basically what it is. This thing that they're talking about with love is love. It's not love. This is not love. It's not love at all. It's lust. It's lusting over something. Well, I'm in love with this person, and it's just okay because it's love. It's let love win. It's not love. True love, when the couple comes together, the result of them two coming together in the covenant of marriage will always result in a baby being born. If it doesn't produce a baby, it's not a marriage. It's not a covenant with God. It's a lust. It's a form of perversion. It's perversion. You're dealing with perversion. I mean, people want to get mad at me for what I'm preaching right now. So be it. I told God, God got on to me a couple weeks ago about letting go. And a lot of the problem is there's not enough pastors out there with enough balls nowadays to stand up and declare what's right. And to call this stuff out like they're supposed to. I mean, if we grew enough balls and did what we're supposed to do as ministers, no, we want to comfort them. We want to comfort them. We want to make them comfortable. I don't want to be comfortable in sin. Who wants to be comfortable in sin? I'd rather be uncomfortable in living for God than being comfortable and going to hell. There's a devil's hell to gain from this. There's consequences to your actions. George Soros and the liberal left all promote homosexuality because they want to depopulize the earth. They don't want nobody making babies. The Bible says, be fruitful and multiply, for a couple to be fruitful and multiply, and to fill their quiver full. I'm not sitting here, I'm not sugarcoating things anymore. You want somebody to sugarcoat things, I'm not the man. I'm not your man. I'm sorry, but I'm not your man, and I'm not the person that's going to sugarcoat things, and I'm not going to twist the word of God to accommodate your sexual lifestyle and to accommodate your sin. You need to get right with God. The devil is just waiting for you. You don't understand what you're going to go through. I mean, I sit there and I'm watching on social media. I look on social media and going to hell and proud. There's this gal holding, this lesbian holding a sign up that says going to hell and proud. You're proud that you don't know how much you're asking for. I mean, Tiff Shuttlesworth, the father of Evangelist Jonathan Shuttlesworth. Great evangelist, phenomenal man of God, holds packed out crusades all over the world, Pakistan, Iran, Saudi Arabia, you name it. Goes down and encounters this motorcycle group. And this motorcycle group, he sat there and he starts witness to him and he says, I love going to hell. He says, he had the same tattooed on his arm, says, going to hell and proud. He says, so you're really proud of that? He goes, yeah, I can't wait to go to hell. Meet all the women. He goes, oh, really? He goes, why would you want to go to hell? He goes, I think I'll be in for the party. He says, let me see. You got a lighter? Let me borrow your lighter. He flips open the lighter and he holds it underneath his arm. The guy goes, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? Well, lo and behold, he said, jerked back and he said, what are you doing? This guy's rubbing his arm. He threw the guy's lighter back and says, you wouldn't handle hell. Hell is a place where your whole body is in torment. Picture, if you would, the worst possible grand mal seizure. that a human being can be having. They're gyrating. Their body has no control. Their body is like one big electric storm, where they're pulling themselves together. Their bodies are like, it's like they're being electrocuted basically, from the inside out. Their brain just won't, is just firing back and forth and doesn't know how to release itself. Picture that 10 times where you can't even quench the fire. They're going to drink the fire. They're going to try to quench their tongue, and it's going to burn their tongue. Their eyes are going to melt in their sockets. They're going to be screaming in a blood-curdling torment for the rest of their life. For all eternity. That means that they get to spend forever without God. So you really want that because you want to accommodate your flesh. You want to accommodate some form of lust. People have got to get their life straight. And whatever form of platform that is saying that lifestyle is okay, there it is not okay. It is a lie. The devil's lying to you. He's only doing what he's doing to get even with Jesus. I'm going to say this right now. If you're listening to me, you're listening to this broadcast, you're listening to this podcast, either by MSNBC, MSNBC Pod, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, and all the rest of the carriers around the nations of the earth, AussieCast, down in the Kiwi Islands, down in New Zealand, just Central and South America. You're living without Christ. You need a Savior. You need to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive your sins. It's time to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time to come to His salvation knowledge. It's time to come live for this word and forsake any other indoctrination. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I want everybody to close their eyes with me. Dear Father God, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, to be forgiven of my sins and to be cleansed of your blood. Father God, I repent of my sins. I ask you to forgive me. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross. It was an awful price, but you did it because you loved me. And you knew you did it because you wanted me to see me in your kingdom. Holy Spirit, come and baptize me. Fill me. Use me. Transform my life, and let me never be the same again. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. I was going to say, if you said that prayer and you meant business with God, I want you to email me or inbox me. It's revivalistjfs3@gmail.com. Revivalistjfs3, my initials with the number 3 on it, @gmail.com. Email me. I want to minister to you. Or text or call me. 636-368-6490. Please, by all means, I want to pray for you. Well, that's it. I'm going to go ahead and close this broadcast, and I want to thank you for all listening to me tonight. I know there's going to be a lot more coming from where this is. And I'm going to be calling this series Our DNA. Well, I love you. Jesus loves you. Y'all can be dismissed. This is a production of Revival Now International Media Ministries. For more information on our ministries, email me at revivalistjfs3@gmail.com. God bless you and have a great day in the Lord.